Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. What's going on with your health? What is it? Heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. And that is the great truth that we know. Now, here's the deal. We have genetics we have to deal with. We have environmental toxins we have to deal with, nutritional deficiencies as well. So there are factors that we have to overcome. But the great news is about our health is that if we can make some radical changes in our life, we can potentially get some radical results. But we have to be willing to make these changes. And that's what this show is all about, to help you get well, stay well, and live well with the information that you need to be able to empower your health and empower your life. Let's go now to Ruth to kick it off. Hi, Ruth. Welcome to the show.
I have a question about hypothyroidism and a tumor on the thyroid.
Okay.
The top of normal range, apparently, for the thyroid blood test is 4, and mine came back at 14.5.
Okay.
I have apparently some kind of tumor on the thyroid, which has doubled in size in about 6 months.
Okay.
And I did do the iodine test, and I used iodine probably a total of 12 weeks, and I didn't feel any different.
Okay. Did you get your blood test checked with your doctor again after doing any of that?
Yes. And it actually went up, and the tumor got larger.
And the tumor got larger. Okay. Now, what are they telling? What is your physician suggesting at this time?
Armour thyroid, and they want to go in and check out the tumor. Do a biopsy.
What do you want to do?
Not that.
I know.
Very much a believer in the body healing itself if we do the right thing. So I just haven't found what I'm supposed to do exactly yet.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. One thing I do agree with is I do agree with them, if you're asking my thoughts on it, I agree with them on the armor.
Okay.
It's a good medication, and it's got a natural basis to it. It has more of, it functions more on the level of getting your body to produce its own, more than it just taking over and doing it all by itself, which is what levothyroxine does. And that's a really good medication. But that's why your doctor is, you know, that's why your doctor's talking about that. And that's why they're suggesting that. So did you tell them that you're more natural minded? And is that why they brought up the armor to you?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad they did that. It's a really, really good medication for thyroid. It is. And so, when it gets up, here's the deal. When it starts getting up around 14, 20, 25, that's when you want to start considering, you know, the medication. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you in general, that's the thought. And most physicians probably think that way. Okay. So, because if you're symptomatic and you're dealing with all the symptoms, then you have to be careful. And you want to make sure that you get everything under control. Remember, medication is really good for managing the body. And you don't want to let things get out of control. Now, there's a lot of natural things you can do to support thyroid function. And that's hypothyroid. So hypo means low. Even though it's a high number, it's kind of the opposite. It's weird how those numbers work. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of foods, like foods you want to stay away from when you have a slow thyroid. I can tell you what those are. those are all the cruciferous vegetables, even the ones that you think are good for you, like broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage family. So think about that. Lettuce, what has contains components in it that will slow the thyroid down and function. Strawberries will slow the thyroid down. There's little components in those foods that can actually work against what you're attempting to do. And the reason it's good to know that is there's so many other vegetables and there's so many other fruits that you just want to know the ones that you need to avoid that can maybe be causing things to not be working as well as they need to. So, and again, with the tumor on the thyroid, I do think it's wise to get that checked out. I think your physicians are, the treatment options they've laid out for you are pretty solid and they're smart. And it's, if it was my own family, that's probably the route that I would go down that route myself. Because when you've got a tumor and you've got a TSH that's that high, some radical action needs to be taken. And Armour is pretty solid. So they reformulated it. It's not as potent as it used to be in some ways, but it still does work and it still comes from more of a natural angle. And I totally get it. You don't want to do all this stuff because you believe everything's natural and everything needs to be. And I'm with you on that. That's what I preach all the time. But I'm also the kind of guy that with my own philosophy within healthcare, I'm more of a meat in the middle kind of guy. And it's good because when you understand all sides of things, which I believe I have a good grasp on, when you understand all sides of how healthcare runs, there is good in everything. And there's some bad in both sides too. And it's good to know where to meet in the middle. And you know, you always want to be smart about it. And even though if you're passionate about one way, it's okay to open up and say, you know what, this is okay. It's all right. And to put your trust in them. Because nothing that they've said sounds crazy to me. It just doesn't. I know you're calling asking for my thoughts on it. So, but look into that. And things like coconut oil, there's research out that says coconut oil, they actually did a study with cattle. And not with humans, but with cattle. And their thyroids actually, the thyroid function, their metabolism increased based on the coconut oil consumption that they had. So there's some research out there that coconut oil does help with thyroid function as far as supporting it. Not that it changes it directly, but it has a lot of support function to it. And it's really good nutritionally as well. It's antifungal, antibacterial, and it can really, really good for your immune system too. So, I mean, those are some things to think about when you go to your grocery store. You know, all the grocery stores have that now, and some things that can be easily added into your regular dietary regimen. But yeah, those are some good thoughts. I would definitely consider going back to your doctor and really getting some of that done. I think it's because you're going to feel better. I mean, aren't your energy levels right now pretty low? How do you feel right now? You feel pretty tired with low energy?
Yes.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
And you're tired of the symptoms. Sick and tired, right?
Being sick and tired,
right. So and that's my thought to you. And I know I wish I could tell you, yeah, there's a silver bullet, but I want to be real with you. And I'm real with everybody when I talk to them. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you some suggestions and giving you some places to go look. But if you're asking me, is what they said good information, I think it's very wise. I do. And I don't think you'll go wrong by going with them on that. You know, they have your best interest at heart, no doubt. And that's standard of care in medicine, what they laid out for you. And you know, he or she, whomever, they're working with you by putting on Armour, because most physicians at a TSH of 14, they're going to go right for levothyroxine or Synthroid. So, and the Armour may not be strong enough. That's possible, too. That's been noted a lot of times. So, but there's a lot of natural things. Focus on good lifestyle choices, on the foods that you're eating, on exercise, and all that kind of thing. And get with your doctors and come up with their game plan, put it all together. Keep me posted.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's proflowers.com. Secret code, Radio 13.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. We've got questions. We've got answers. Check us out also, Facebook and Twitter, both at the website. Extra sleep in infants is now seeming to signal certain growth spurts. Increased bursts of sleep, we've often thought, has been an issue with growth spurts. And now new research indicates that this, in this new study, included 23 parents who kept daily sleep records for their infants, 14 girls, 9 boys, who were 12 days old at the start of the study. The researchers analyzed a total of 5,798 daily sleep records and also tracked the infants' growth. And the infants had uneven bursts of sleep, with the amount of sleep in over a 24-hour period increasing at irregular intervals by an average of 4.5 hours per day for 2 days, the study found. In addition, the infant's number of sleep actually changed in the episodes per day. It was per day over intermittent surges, they called them, of an average of 3 extra naps per day for 2 days. There were significant association between these increases in sleep and the growth spurts in body length, which tended to occur within 48 hours of the sleep burst. The researchers determined that the likelihood of a growth spurt increased by about 43% of each additional sleep episode and by 20% of each extra hour of sleep. The study is published in the May 1st issue in the Journal of Sleep. And it's always been something fascinating when you have a child and just to watch them grow and to watch the changes that occur. I mean, we always thought when we were younger, we always felt like we knew our growth spurts. And you really notice them in your teenage years, I think. We all did, but it's those early days when you watch an infant grow. It's just amazing. And they're sleeping more, and then all of a sudden they're longer, and their feet get bigger, and you just, the whole process is just amazing to watch. I think anyone that's ever had a child, it will just, and whether you're a doctor or not, you understand healthcare, medicine, whatever, or not, you understand the changing human body, and just how amazing it is, how much of a miracle it is, and a gift that it is. It's just really, really amazing. I never get tired of studying any of that. 888-283-7272. You can check us out. I'm going to Cindy now. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, darling. How can I help?
Well, I'm not sure where to start. I guess I'll start at the beginning. About 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and I went through a year of interferon Rebitron therapy. Since then, I've had sugar problems, hypoglycemia for about 10 years, sinus issues starting at about 15 years ago. I've had sleep issues more recently, and since December of last year, I've had severe gastritis and bile reflux that was discovered by an endoscopy, and even more recently than that, I've had severe yeast and bladder infections. And I'm wondering, first of all, if all of this could be connected with the hepatitis C or the interferon therapy. And secondly, what kind of tests do I need to have run to try to alleviate these problems? Because the yeast infections have gotten so bad that the Diflucan, I'm not supposed to take the Diflucan because of my liver. And the creams are not working at all, and there's no healthy bacteria in my female parts at all.
Right, I get it.
The doctor ran a test, and there's no bacteria at all. And I'm wondering if that could have anything to do with the gastritis and the stomach issues that I've had. And if so, what kind of tests do I need to run or have the doctor run to see if there's a link, and also what kind of supplements could I handle without overloading my bladder, because I get bladder infections very easily.
Mm-hmm. That is a lot, but I'll tell you, mm-hmm. they are kind of tied together, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's back up for just a second, though, and let's talk about stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
What is the stress level? I can tell. I can just tell by your tone of voice. I can tell just by talking to you.
Uh-huh.
So I know that. And so is it something that is going to are you in the middle of a lot of stress, personal, work? What's going on?
It seems like constantly. I do have high levels. I have a high stress job working with small children, and then I have two small children at home. One of my children was just diagnosed with autism.
Bless your
heart. So we're dealing with that, and I have an 11-year-old who is going through a lot of transitions with puberty, and then I have a 4-year-old that wants mommy all the time, and then I teach little kids all day at school, and my mother lives with us. I mean, just the stressors are a lot. They really are.
Is the job vital to your family?
Yes. Yes, it is, and I really enjoy what I do. I do a lot of stress relievers. I feel like I'm on a pretty good diet. I don't eat any sweets at all. I exercise 5 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes to an hour.
That's great.
And sometimes even more than that. So that keeps me pretty leveled out. And my husband and my mother help out a lot when I need breaks and when I need to rest and things like that. But it is fast paced.
You're very stressed, but you couldn't be the kind of person to just sit around either.
I wouldn't be happy doing that at all. I would love to be an at home mom, but right now my family can't afford that.
Okay, I understand.
It's not an option for us.
Yeah, I'm just
stay organized so that when I do have to work, everything goes smoothly, and it usually does. I mean, I enjoy my work, so that helps a lot.
Right.
And,
okay. Let's do this. We're going to go into a commercial break. I get it, and I see where you're coming from. So the work has to be. I mean, it is what it is. So we've got to come up with a game plan of how to manage stress around that, because life is what it is right now. And there's ways to do that. So, dealing with sleep issues and gastritis and reflux and yeast issues, bladder infections, hepatitis C, and all of this, it's a lot, but it's not something you can't overcome. There's a lot of lifestyle changes I think that could be helpful. That's what I want to talk to you about, and then I want to get into some topics that maybe you've talked with your doctors about too, just so I can get a little bit more information on it. So hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex. I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Cindy. Cindy's been dealing with a lot of stress in her life and got a lot of health challenges going on, everything from sleep issues, kids running around and screaming, gastritis, acid reflux, woo, I'm telling you, yeast, bladder infections, hepatitis C, been taking interferon treatments, and really just concerned about getting your body where it needs to be and managing the stress in your life and coming up with a game plan so that your body doesn't feel like it's falling apart. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. No kidding. So, all right, here's
the
deal.
And the yeast imbalance is a real issue that I want to address.
I get it. What have you done? So you've done Diflucan, and is that about it?
Terazol. I used to use Monistat, and then that stopped working for me, so I started using Terazol, and that doesn't work for me anymore. And so I've used Diflucan a couple of times, but it's not really good for the liver, and I don't want to have to do that. It seems like 2 days before my period every month, I wake up with a yeast infection, and this has been going on for about 4 months.
Okay, have you done any natural things yet?
And then as soon as my period's over, it comes back with a vengeance.
All right, tell me this: So here's the deal with yeast. Yeast is aggravated in the digestive tract. That's where it starts. So if your digestive tract is not working right, which it's not because you're dealing with acid reflux, you're dealing with gastritis, so all the mental stress you're going through is being affected in your gut, but also you don't have a good bacteria in there either. And the good bacteria is so important. It's good to get rid of the bad bacteria, but it's good to have the good bacteria. You need that so your immune system can work well, your body can function at a high level. So that's really important too. What does your diet look like? Give me a day in the life of Cindy, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, a lot of times I eat, I usually eat like a biscuit with bacon and egg for breakfast. And then I usually have like a peanut butter sandwich for a snack. And then I usually have some kind of soup or beans or some kind of legumes or something with vegetables and protein, chicken. I eat a lot of chicken and rice and vegetables for lunch. And then I usually eat an apple for a snack in the afternoon. And then for dinner, it's varied. I eat red meat two or three times a week, chicken two or three times a week, and then probably pork once a week at dinner time. I try to really watch my carbs, and I don't eat any sweets at all. And I drink a lot of water, and I drink a little bit of milk, and that's the only beverages I drink. I drink distilled water.
That's good. So, I mean, you got some good habits going on in there, but I think there's some that you might want to consider looking at. I mean, here's the deal. When you do a lot of processed grains or even processed sugars, they feed the yeast in the gut. And that's why a lot of times they can tend to come back. Now, one thing you have going against you is a lot of the stress. So coming up with some stress management tools is going to be a key. But as far from a dietary perspective, what you eat every single day, putting the right kind of foods in, there's a couple things that can happen. Oregano oil is known for its properties of helping out with yeast and fungal infections in the digestive tract. So there's some really good research and things on that. Oregano oil has been known for that. So that's one thing that can be helpful adding to your diet. The other is to cut down inflammation in the gut. And cutting that down is cutting out cow's milk, dairy, definitely cut out pork products. And you want to look into cutting out anything with bread, I mean flour, cereals, anything like that, that's really important. So something like a biscuit, that's a flour-based food. That's going to feed yeast in the body. So see, if your diet contains components in it that you eat every single day and that you ingest every single day, and then that feeds, it's like throwing fuel on the fire, making it bigger. And you don't even know it. You think you're eating somewhat healthy. So your peanut butter and jelly or your peanut butter sandwich, doing the same thing. Got gluten in it. It's got mold in the peanut butter, and so that's adding to some of the issues that you're dealing with. Now, the big issue at hand is not having the right bacteria. Well, you can get some of the probiotics in things like yogurt, but I'm a bigger fan, when you're dealing with yeast like that, of avoiding cow's milk, dairy. Goat's milk, dairy is okay, but I'd avoid cow's milk, dairy. It's just something that you want to consider, because, I mean, the casein protein that's in the cow's milk, not that it's bad for everybody, periodically, it's not. But for a regular dietary consumption or part of your regular diet, that's something to really want to watch. You really want to watch, because when you're dealing with yeast and candida, and you're taking things like Diflucan, it's not touching it, and it's your doctor telling you that you don't have the right kind of bacteria. It's about putting the good bacteria in and getting the flora where it needs to be. And probiotics can actually be very helpful at that. And you can get those at a health food store. Those can be really beneficial. Putting the right kind of probiotics in makes a big difference, huge difference. So that might be something you want to consider doing and looking into, and that could be just a real blessing in the middle of all this. And getting stress levels managed in coming up with tools to do that. Like you said, your husband kind of helps out, your mom helps out. Finding some you time, I would consider, you got to have at least a couple of half days a week if you're running that hard, of some you time. Whether, I don't know what you do for you, but that would be something to consider and see if they'll help you do that. It's kind of taking a Sabbath day that you need and kind of splitting it up in two half days. So those kind of things can be helpful. I mean, the gastritis, reflux, and all of that you clear up the digestive tract, and probably a lot of that will clear up. I would talk with your physician about these issues, because if you can't get, I mean, there's things like apple cider vinegar and betaine hydrochloride that you can take with meals to settle down the stomach a little bit. It can help ease up the stomach, but you may need medicine, and that's why they need to kind of manage that and talk to you about that, because omeprazole, the Prilosex, the Xantax, and all those kind of things might be needed, you know, for temporary, because if you got that much stress going on, everything from the natural side may not be helpful. So, but I do know that if you get a good foundation, meaning what you're putting in your body food-wise and that kind of thing, and managing stress levels, I can tell you for sure that that can be very helpful to you in your situation right now. And the exercise is great. So excited that you're doing that. I can't even tell you. That would have been one of the top things on my list to start talking to you about, and I don't need to, because you're already motivated enough to do that. And that's important. So I'm just excited for you, and we'll be here to help you any way we can. But I think you know what you need to do. It's about prioritizing. It's about getting everything in balance and, you know, looking at some of the dietary changes that you'll need to make for yourself after you do some research on that to be helpful for you, so that you can create a good foundation in order to build everything else around, so that you can be mom and wife and person in the workplace and be a champion at it all. Just don't let that rest slip you by. That's going to be your ticket, I'm telling you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Facebook and Twitter, social media world. If you haven't jumped into that, you should. It's a way to stay in touch with everything going on within the company and with the show. Let's go now to Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hello, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about Epstein-Barr virus.
Okay.
Apparently, a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with it. And the way they're telling me that I have got this was a passive maternal transfer of the antibody as an infant. So it's something I've carried in my body all these years. But I'm now at the age of 54, and, of course, once you hit that 50 mark, things start changing in your body. I just recently had the blood work done for the year, and the IgG of the Epstein-Barr, the BCA part of it, came back at a 3.64, and the EBNA IgG part of it came back at a 5.0. Now, okay, your normal positive reading on both of those is a 1.1.
Right.
So, along with Epstein-Barr, from what I've gathered on the internet and the conversations that I've had with my doctor, chronic fatigue is part of this. It's like the byproduct of mononucleosis.
That's
it's
right.
Something that you have your entire life. And there will be times where it's dormant and then times where it becomes active again.
Active. That's right.
So with these levels being high, and I just received this paperwork in the mail the other day on my blood work, is that a normal high? Does that mean that it's active right now? Because the way I've been feeling these last 2 weeks, it's like I am wiped out, totally wiped out.
Have you done any extra activity that would make you feel that wiped out, or did it come out of nowhere?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've had a kind of a hard blow here with my sister. She's had an aneurysm, but she survived the damn thing. And she is recovering very strongly. Now, I'm down here in Georgia. She's up there in Pennsylvania, so I'm looking at the distance. And that has just been a struggle back and forth.
Right. I get it. Well, here's the thing. When it comes to the Epstein-Barr virus or any virus, major episodes of stress can really bring them on, and we're going to get into that when we come out of this break. Hang tight.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 855-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, we're talking with Jane going into the break. Jane, you've been dealing with Epstein-Barr virus, and you said that in the last couple of weeks you've had some really stressful episodes, meaning that your sister has been dealing with some health challenges, right? And yes. And so you're down in Georgia, she's in Pennsylvania, and there's a struggle there because you don't really, you want to be there to help her, but there's a little bit of distance there. You're stressed out about it. And you've had these numbers go up in your blood test. You've recently been to your doctor, and IgG is up, and the ENBV, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So those numbers are up at, like, 5 and 6?
And the IgG BCA is a 3.64.
Okay.
So
now,
go ahead.
Well, here's the deal. What I was going to say to you is your physician obviously mailed that to you. Did they not go over those with you?
Well, the nurse did. She said that everything was fine, but I know just what I'm feeling, that everything's not fine. I'm just too tired. I've lost interest in cooking and, appetite. And, of course, that may be part of the stress, but when I tell you I'm just bone tired to where.
How's your sleep?
Sleep's not good. I'm up and down a couple of times a night. 11 o'clock I'm up, and then it seems again like 2 o'clock. Now during those times I end up eating chocolate to settle the mind, and I'll go back to sleep.
And isn't that interesting?
Yes.
It's interesting because there's two brain chemicals that are really important for, as far as depression goes. Just track with me. I'm not saying you're depressed. Just track with me for a minute. In low, let's not even say depression. Let's say low serotonin levels and low dopamine levels. Okay? So those two brain chemicals are really, really important. Those two brain chemicals make a big, big difference in the way we feel. They both make us feel good. Serotonin makes us feel good. Dopamine makes us feel good. When those numbers get low, and those values get low in the body and the brain, we don't feel good. We feel bummed out, cranky, tired, unmotivated. And then one of the number one foods that will raise dopamine is chocolate. Matter of fact, It's one of the top components top foods you can eat to make that happen. Now there's other things like certain vitamins and minerals and food sources that can help raise dopamine levels, and there's certain medications that do that as well. Wellbutrin is one of those. And with serotonin levels, there's other medications, Prozac and many others, Zoloft, that help raise serotonin levels. My point of that is, although you have, it seems correlated. First of all, the blood test, typically when they're in those ranges, that's why they told you they were normals, because there's nothing outrageous about that. So the correlation of you being tired, stressful event, concerned and worried about your sister, and C, not sleeping. Somebody that has Epstein-Barr, they could sleep all day. They're just exhausted, and they could just lay around and sleep 13 hours a day. And somebody that has, typically, just based on some of the research that you can read about, is that with serotonin levels, when they're low, or dopamine levels, you can go to sleep, but you can't stay asleep. And the brain chemistry will do that. So if you're asking my thought just about all this stuff that's going on, your doctor's giving you blood tests and everything else, one smart thing to do would be, if it was me, I'd go to your physician, I would talk to them, lay all this information out, And they may want to talk to you about some of the medications that would be for serotonin or for dopamine. And it could be because of the stressful events are causing the brain chemistry to drop. And that might be an issue. So they may be able to help you with that. It's something I would explore because, you know, obviously I'm just here to give you information. I'm not your doctor and I'm not anything like that. I'm just a guy on the radio. But here's the deal. Having good information, having good knowledge about health, I can tell you that just by what you've told me, if it was me, that's what I'd be looking into for my own brain chemistry. Now, here's the deal. Neurotransmitters, the great thing about them are there's certain foods that nutritionally support healthy brain chemistry. And a lot of the protein-sourced foods like chicken, fish, spinach, red meat, turkey, mushrooms, those can be really helpful. And the dark chocolate like you're talking about. So you can have, in addition to doing that, you can have a good healthy foundation based on the food you're eating every single day. And that can help you all the way around. So even other things like for dopamine, I mean, meat, fish, eggs, the hard cheeses, those have all been shown to help support brain chemistry. So a lot of that, along with going to check everything out with your doc, I think it'd be a smart way to go. But I wouldn't hang your hat on the fact that mono is kicked in and you're so exhausted and that might be what the cause is. But I mean, once you get a good physical exam based on all that and they take a good history, they'll be able to figure all that out. But I think you're going down the right path. At least you recognize that something's going on in your body and that something needs to change. So I just hope things go well with your sister and let us know if we can help anyway. That's what we're here for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Quote for the day comes from Samuel Johnson. Nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must first be overcome. And that is so true. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has the physician to give you best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.